You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So around August of last year, there was an interesting article that was put out, or there were interesting developments in the fuel space. There was a fuel theft syndicate that was seemingly going on, and part of that was, or part of that involved the theft of some fuel tankers, and drivers were being looked for. And interestingly enough, the parties involved at that time, Alliance Fuels, were the victims of this theft from a fuel perspective. Now it seems exactly a year later, the tables have turned and the South African Revenue Services has gone after Alliance Fuels for what they deem to potentially be the violation of the Customs and Excise Act. Now, that has some serious implications to the extent that the South African Revenue Services has gone after two of Alliance Fuels' facilities and shut down those facilities because they believe that the team at Alliance Fuels has been altering the diesel composition of the diesel they've been supplying into the market. These are very, very serious allegations, and for the South African Revenue Services to be involved definitely says something else. I have the privilege of speaking to the SARS Commissioner on this and other matters. I'm joined on the line by Commissioner Edward Kiesvetter to take a look at these developments and try and see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Commissioner. Thank you so much for the time. These are very serious allegations around the violations of Customs and Excise, or the violations of the Customs and Excise Act, and these are not violations that you take lightly as the receiver. Can you just take us through the decision to investigate these depots, or investigate the company and subsequently close down these depots?
So thank you for that, Jimmy. The first issue is that we have seen, because of the performance at our refineries, that South Africa consumes about 79 million liters of refined fuel a day, and our refineries are not actively producing refined fuel. And this has led to a few things. Firstly, it has led to a higher level of imports of refined fuel. This would not be bad in itself, but when questionable operators then bring illicit fuel, don't declare it as fuel to try and have to avoid the duties that that are payable on it, they are breaking the law. The second phenomena is they then take this paraffin that they bring in and they mix it with diesel. And there's a real reason for that. There's an arbitrage opportunity because paraffin, because it is household consumed, it is largely used for heating and cooking within households, has a lower tax duty payable on it as opposed to diesel, which is typically used for industrial purposes, for machinery, for automotives, etc. And so by blending diesel with paraffin, you are lowering the cost because you are saving on the tax. And then you're selling it as diesel. And so this is blatant tax evasion by using a illegal activity. All of these entities are supposed to be licensed, and we also find an abuse of licensing and regulatory conditions. The third issue for me on this, it's beyond just the tax evasion. There's an environmental consideration, because if an engine or a machine is designed to use diesel, and you mix it with paraffin, actually you have a higher emission level, and therefore this is negative for the environmental impact. And then lastly, there's a quality and safety consideration, because if you mix two fuels with different combustion rates, actually you can damage your machines, you introduce safety risks, and definitely a cost risk for those who consistently use mixed fuels in their machinery. And so it's a big issue for us. We work with the DME, we work with the regulator to help detect. We have our own tactical analysis and investigative unit, and we will continue to work with the investigative and prosecuting authorities to bring these illegal operations and entities to book.
Now, these are obviously very serious concerns, not only for SARS, but as you've mentioned, Commissioner, for the country at large, and they have serious implications. Otherwise, we wouldn't be pursuing these matters so earnestly. I had a look at the reports, at least from the preliminary findings by SARS around just the value of what we're dealing with here. Inflows just shy of 9 billion rand, that being from this company alone that's being investigated. This is clearly potentially part of a wider problem that could pose some serious concerns around, as you said, tax fraud and tax evasion.
So we have already identified 38 entities who are dealing in these questionable practices that we are currently investigating. We believe that the tax duties that are prejudiced is around 8 billion. And we've already raised 8 billion in terms of additional schedules. We have recovered 2 billion already as we speak. And so, yes, this is a problem that we think we are touching the surface. And as we improve our tactical analysis and investigation, we think that over the next few months, we will report a proliferation of these entities. And as I said, one of the root causes is also sadly that we have fallen so far behind in our refinery production capability that has given rise to these illicit and illegal activities.
Well, these activities will certainly be put to an end, whether now or later, and those perpetrating these acts will be brought to book. Thank you, Commissioner, for those insights. We wish your team the best of luck in this. That was Commissioner of the South African Revenue Services, Edward Kiesewetter, on the diesel black market and what SARS is doing to clamp down on that.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.